Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:39 British Summer Time. Well, the markets today were pretty much dominated by one big piece of geopolitical news, and that was the truce between Hezbollah and the IDF. So that means that it took a little bit of worry out of the markets, and we had a good rally in European stock markets. That was definitely in part due to the political risk coming off, and also because oil came off quite sharply. At one point, oil was down quite a bit. It was at the low was at 72.60 on the front month, but it's currently up to 73.25. That's down $1.10 on the day. Natural gas also got hit quite heavily. It's down 44 cents. It's at 8.62. That's almost dead on the previous reaction low. So it's going to be very interesting to see if we see a rally here tomorrow, because that would give us a higher low, or at least confirm a higher low, equal or higher low, that is. And that would be quite bullish for the overall pattern. Obviously, if it continues to weaken tomorrow, that really sets us up for an easy test of $6, which has been support in the past. Now the precious metals had been weak earlier on, and silver got down to 1175 on the September. But as the day went on, and as we saw rallies coming through on the US equities and on some of the other metals, and a lot of those other metals had opened weak, silver is has closed right now. It's up 27.5 points. That's at 1216 on the September. I bought a little bit extra there. The September expires on the 18th, so I bought the December, and that's in the money right now. It is looking like this support around the $12 mark is holding for silver, and I think it's as long as that holds, it's very much still within its short to medium term uptrend following that really big reaction from the highs back in May. Government bonds haven't reacted particularly well to the geopolitical news either. The treasuries are down 10 points right now. They're at 107, excuse me, 107.31. The 10-year is at 105.26, and you can see that weakness pretty much across the board. You'll see that Canadian bond chart that I posted and comment of the day today, and you can see that that went right up to resistance around 113 and starting to come off now. And when you flip that around and look at the yield chart, it seems to have found a bit of support with the yields as well. So that's just another bond market that we don't look at particularly often, but there's no reason why we shouldn't. Platinum in particular today really got hit quite hard early on. It's at 1233 right now, and it's ticked over into the next day, I think, because that's certainly not where the low was earlier on. Sorry, excuse me, the low was at 1223. So that's down $21 right now. It was down 31 earlier on today, and that is verging on really a downward dynamic for the platinum price. Platinum hasn't really been the strongest of them, and it had been coming up to that high that we saw in sort of mid-June, and it's coming back from that now. The question is really whether it's going to maintain a higher low above the $1,200. But right now we are looking at some pretty positive activity in the US markets, and the US right now, the Nasdaq is up nearly 1.5%. It's up to 29 points, 29.5 points at 2,087 on the composite. The S&P is up nearly 10 points, and the Dow Jones is up 95 points. So we saw some pretty good activity in Europe as well. The CAC, the DAX, and the IBEX were all up over 1%, and the FTSE was up 0.87 of 1%, up 50 points. The Nikkei had really quite a good rally today. It was up nearly 2%, up 292 points. That's important because it's broken up above that sort of lateral resistance around sort of 15,600, where the previous high had been within this correction. So we now have a higher high, and we certainly have higher lows within the reaction, and it will be interesting to see whether the next little reaction within this trend maintains those higher lows. Incrementally, we'll be moving up the areas of importance as indices start to look better. I think it would be surprising if we didn't see a bit more serious of a correction within the overall medium-term correction before it's all over. But at the moment, we can certainly give the upside the benefit of the doubt to we can give the upside the benefit of the doubt for all of these indices that are looking much more positive and have got higher lows and higher highs. And as long as those higher lows hold, then we don't really have an awful lot to worry about. If, on the other hand, we saw some downward dynamics, and they'd have to be quite large for some of these indices to take out those higher lows, well, that would give us a very good signal that we were in for another period of a couple of weeks or possibly even a couple of months of further weakness. So it's really all down to the higher lows within those indices, and that's really why I've been putting so much emphasis on the higher lows and lower highs, higher highs, higher lows, lower highs. That's why I put up the Nikkei today, and then I also put up the New Zealand index, because the New Zealand index is probably one of the weaker indices in the world right now. It's completely failed to put in any kind of higher low at all, and is continuing to make lower lows and more or less a progression of lower highs. So New Zealand for the moment is looking quite weak, whereas quite a few of these European indices, the US is starting to look a bit better here. The Nasdaq is still the weakest by far of the bigger indices. And the Nasdaq 100 right now is up 24, which is a little bit off the highs, but it is starting to look a bit more positive. You had the lows back in the middle of July around 1450, and it's currently around 1511. If we see a higher high than a reaction, maybe a little bit of a higher low, that would look much better. But right now, it hasn't broken the progression of lower highs throughout this down move since May. And if it would really have to do that before we could really turn positive on the Nasdaq 100. And while it's starting to look a bit more positive, it's still very much in anyone's court, really, what it's going to do. I think a lot of people are going to be looking at it. But the other point I'd like to make about the oil. Oil being down at 73.15, having been up around $77, $78 only last week, is on the face of it a rather large move. But when you look at that longer term chart, you can really see that this uptrend is very choppy. So moves around really an awful lot, but it is rivetingly consistent when it has that progression of higher lows, and it's never broken that progression of higher lows. Right now, we're seeing a period of consolidation, but it's consolidation, I think, prior to seeing further highs, and the overall uptrend is still very much intact. Now, gasoline is down right now at around 198. 50 on the front month. That's down nearly $8 on the day, and that's very much bottom of the range. So we could be looking at that to bounce. Obviously, if it breaks through that and may sustains that break below the 200 level, then that would be a confirmation of a top. But I'm of the opinion that's rather unlikely. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's actually just one moment, sorry, one word on the currencies. There's very little change here today. The euro is almost exactly flat on the day, and the yen is up only very, very slightly. Or the dollar against the yen is up slightly. So that's it for me. If there's anything at all we can help you out with, or any questions you have, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thanks very much.